Tell me.
Space Electronic Systems Division.
Space Electronic Systems Division. I'll boil that down into something that they can understand later. Lean on in here with me, if you will, so I just pass it back and forth like that. Olin, why is this thing called a scan converter necessary in changing the pictures that we see from the television cameras on Apollo spacecraft into those that we can see here on Earth, both here in the United States and in other nations?
Well, first of all, we're bandwidth limited. We only have a 500 kilohertz bandwidth to transmit the picture down. This necessitates a slow scan type of television to be utilized on board. We have to convert this slow scan television system into a picture that's compatible with the home television receivers here in the States. And our onboard system is operating at 10 frames per second. The commercial standard in the States is 30 frames per second.
That means 30 individual pictures flash toward the eye per second, right?
That's right. We have a 2-to-1 interlace, and so there are actually 60 in the home commercial receiver. But if we consider just 30 for a moment, we have to upscan the 10-frame data into a format compatible with the home set, which necessitates a scan converter.
And that's why the scan converter. And it, how does it work? How does the scan converter work?
Okay, basically we have a slow scan monitor operating at 10 pictures per second. We look at this slow scan monitor with a conventional commercial camera. However, we gate the commercial camera on only once every the duty cycle of the commercial camera is 60 cycles per second, and we gate it on only 1/60th out of a complete duty cycle. And this works out that the just want to stop
it. Okay, get it.
We look at the slow scan monitor with a commercial camera that's operating at 30 frames per second, and this re-photographs the slow scan monitor into the commercial standard used here in the States.
Well, now, scan converters are also used in commercial television around the world in converting the American system to the English system, to the French system, and so on. Is that not right?
Yes, that's correct.
Is the basic method the same?
It's somewhat similar. Many of these scan converters are optical scan converters like we're using.
Is there an all-electronic system which can take all of the electronic bits and store them up and then redistribute them into different types of television transmission systems?
Yes, these are available. However, they're quite costly because of the memory that's required. We're storing like a million data bits when we start talking about television, and this necessitates a rather large storage device.
Meaning a built-in computer?
That's right.
Thank you very much, Olin Graham, for discussing with us a scan converter and what it does in getting a spacecraft picture converted so that we can see it here on Earth. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.